Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
First, we want to be able to cover this Ebola. Ebola is just, it's horrific what's going on. But think about this. Think about this, that if, in fact, you have a cold and you wash your hands and you're mindful of you do have something for a period of time that others can get it, you can make logical steps to prevent that from actually somebody else getting a cold. And it's the same way with Ebola and the context of that. And it's tragic what's going on. And the fact that it's Liberia for America, if you learn your history about America, we're the ones that established that country. We did it because President Monroe was wanting to repatriate Africans back into Africa, but they didn't really realize is that the black Americans were Americans. They weren't Africans. Wow. And they didn't want to settle. That's why it's called Monroeville. You know, the capital's called Monroeville there. And we're all Americans here. They eventually found out, thanks to Dr. King and everybody, you know, pressing us on to what President Lincoln, you know, signed through an executive order. When you're hearing these words about executive order, thank God for that executive order called the Emancipation Proclamation. But in that, a special attention that we need to focus, the biggest country in the most powerful country in the world, the richest country in the world, the greatest medical breakthroughs in the world, and a nation that we established because of our own sin. Don't you think we should show up and immediately come there and help out in Liberia? And I would say thank God for a Samaritan Purse. Thank God for Operation Blessing, who's bringing chlorine there to be able, because chlorine kills it instantly.
Oh, wow.
It kills it instantly. So if you think, if you don't have anything around you, dive in your swimming pool that has chlorine in it, if you have a swimming pool or a neighbor's swimming pool, but chlorine kills it. The thing about our water that we have in America, I mean, a lot of the water has chlorine in it, and it has fluoride in it and that type of thing. But other countries are not like that. But understand, you know, of our commitment. So when you're hearing Ebola, you don't want to think, you know, you never want to think as a Christian over there. And you never want to think them people.
Right.
Those guys.
Those people, yeah.
Those people. It's the human being, the human race, and that there's suffrage there. And Jesus said, you know, when I was sick, you know, you took care of me. And right now we have a chance to make a huge effort. So if you haven't yet gone to Samaritan Purse, you haven't gone to Operation Blessing, you can find those and more at VFNTV.com and click on links. And just sowing financially. You know, I mean, think about this. When you stand, I believe it's Matthew 25, when Jesus talks about it. But when you stand before the throne room of God, he's going to see that you gave financially to help with the needs of those in Liberia. Now, we did send reportedly 3,000 soldiers to Liberia, which is great, kind of, sort of, maybe. In the context of that, we need to pray for those soldiers. We need to pray for all the workers there. There's Liberians that are helping out, but there's a lot of humanitarian aid folks that are there helping out. And we need to pray protection over them. You cannot hug, shake hands, just touch anybody. These are all the different things right now, because it's only passed, reports are, by physical contact. You got to make physical contact. And this thing about America right now, there's so much virtual world. I don't think anybody could catch anything that way.
No, that's all right.
People are like, I ain't touched anybody in 6 months. And then just the virtual, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a really good joke. Anyway, so
that was good.
I could tell by the the pause and all this going on. But I just want to tell you that we need to pray. And this thing, can just like a cold, can be stopped by making the right decisions. This can be stopped, which means another person will not get it. There are people being cured from it, but they're calling it one of the most uncurable things, I believe, that's out there. But understand, if we can prevent it, that means this next person is not going to get it. Therefore, that is stopping it from progressing. And we can take precautions, and they're setting up clinics, medical tents, and to take care of them. Children are being orphaned because the child's making it through, surviving Ebola, but their parents are not. The Liberians that are that are helping out with the victims of this. Their families don't even, some of it's reported their families won't even let them back in their house again because everybody's fearful that they might gut it. So this one man says, I just go home and they don't even open the door. They just put my food outside with a plastic bag. And this is a man who doesn't have Ebola, but they're so scared of it. And it reminds me of this, and I've talked about this before, not on VFN TV, but when you study the history of America and the bubonic plague, that's how it was during the days of the bubonic plague in America. And I believe 40 million people on the face of the earth, if not more, died on the earth. And I think in November alone, during those times, I think maybe 300,000 maybe died. But nobody trusted the postman. Everybody didn't want to be breathing on you. The bodies were, you would get infected by the bodies themselves. So your very ones that you loved, you had to immediately get them out of the house. And then they ran out of caskets. And so they just started putting the bodies on, in America now, putting the bodies on the streets because they had to separate the body who was contagious with the with this bubonic plague so that they wouldn't get it. And so what we're seeing in Liberia right now, understand that we can pray and God will hear our prayers and he'll stop it. We have to understand it's not them over there. This can happen everywhere. I mean, if you add up all the wars probably on the face of the earth, more lives have never been lost in war compared to plagues. I mean, a plague will sweep across the earth and you know, millions of people will die. And if it's the vice president, he would say billions of people would die, according to what he reported in Joplin. Yeah. But understanding that this, so it's only by the grace of God do we stand. But I think about this. I think about the words of God when he says, you know, when I send a plague, this is what the Lord says. When I send a plague amongst my people, when I send locusts, when I send a storm, I mean, this is what the word of God says. Mm. If my people who are called by my name, you say, well, how could that be? I just think about, the lineage of Jesus Christ himself. King David did something he shouldn't have done. He counted his strength. And I meant, how many times has the American church counted its strength? We counted our strength. And God said, I told you not to do it. And so he had a choice of what to choose. And he said, I want to fall into the hands of the Lord. And guess what happened when he fell into the hands of the Lord? A plague. All of a sudden, people started falling and dying. And so he cried out to God, and God stopped it. So understand that God's totally 100% in control. And if people say, well, that couldn't be, well, go back and read your insurance policy, because they charge you money every single month. And they say they will not cover acts of God. Because when God is acting on a nation, on a people, all the insurance companies in the world cannot insure that. But he just says, if this happens, we can cry out to him, and he'll answer. And we just cry out right now, Lord God, just ask you to forgive our sin, forgive my sin, forgive the sin of the nation. We forgive the sin of Liberia, Lord God, and the world, and your church, God, and that you would stop this plague, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.